Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, it's time for Doug Oster. Everybody Gardens. He's joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Doug, good morning to you. When it comes to the holidays, people are looking for some really good gift ideas. And for the people who are gardeners, do you have any in mind?
Good morning. Yeah, gardeners in general are pretty easy to shop for. First thing is usually some kind of tool. Every gardener needs another pair of pruners, you know, one out in the garden, one out in the tool shed, one on the windowsill for when you're walking out to the garden. I use these ones. They're called DRAM, D-R-A-M-M, DRAM Color Point pruners, because they're colorful, so when you leave them in the garden, you can find them.
Okay, that makes sense, yes. Green-handled pruners never made sense to me at all. Why, you're going to lose these things all over the place.
Yeah, well, that's just part of gardening.
Yeah.
You have to, in the heat of battle, you should be putting those tools away, but you don't always.
No.
So the other thing is seeds. Every gardener wants seeds. One good idea is if you really love something and your favorite gardener is not growing it, get them some seeds for it, and they will grow it. And one of the fun parts of gardening is giving away your produce. So what should I grow for you, Mangino?
For me? I didn't even think about that. I love peppers. Can you grow peppers for me?
Hot peppers or sweet peppers?
Sweet peppers, please.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
I'll bring you in some next year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hey, what do you think about getting a certificate to compost or manure?
That's one of the greatest things, you know.
Really?
I know that seems really strange, but a real gardener, we want that sort of thing. Anytime that we improve the soil with compost or well-aged manure, that gives us the green thumb. Another thing is, you know, a little certificate like, hey, I'll help you for 3 hours in the garden, that sort of thing. So there's just lots of things that you can get for gardeners. I put together this little collection of seeds called Save the Planet Seeds, and it's just all stuff that you grow in the summer for pollinators. That's another big thing that gardeners are into is pollinators. And so pollinator seeds or one of these, like, bee houses, you can get a little like wooden house that you put up in the garden, and it has all sorts of different size holes in it, and all the native bees will come in there, and then they'll help you pollinate the garden, and then you're helping nature.
Explain how getting plants that pollinate a lot helps nature.
Well, pollinators are in trouble. We know that from anything from, you know, honeybees to our native bees. And so when we grow things that help the pollinators, basically what a pollinator is doing is the more pollinators you have, the more flowers you'll have, the more vegetables you'll have. So you want to attract these things to the garden.
All right. What about plants? Any unique plants for the holidays?
Yeah, you know, the big three are amaryllis, poinsettia, and paper whites. You can go with those, but there's some cool stuff too, different stuff. I always love getting like a Christmas tree made of either lavender or rosemary. That's a good thing. There's a thing called winterberry that is, you know, just has, it's a beautiful plant in a pot that has all these, you know, red berries on it. If you go to the nursery, there's a thing I saw actually yesterday. It was the gardening Santa at a nursery, and lots of people were buying this thing called cyclamen. And cyclamen is a house plant. It has these beautiful red or white flowers, which are, you know, Christmas colors. And as long as you keep it moist, it will bloom for months on the windowsill. A dwarf Alberta spruce, it looks like a little Christmas tree. It's living. Sometimes they decorate them with a little bit of white frost on them, make it look like snow. So there are other plants besides the big three that you can grow for the holidays. And you know, use as a hostess gift.
Now, are those plants ones where they then die come springtime, or can you permanently plant them outside? How does that work?
The cyclamen would be a house plant, but the dwarf Alberta spruce and some of these other plants, the winter berries, the rosemary, the lavender, those are all things that we would just grow on the windowsill over the holidays, over the winter, and then, yes, take them out into the garden, and they'll, in many cases, they'll come back for you outside year after year. Other ones, you'd bring them in when it gets cold again.
Okay.
But any kind of plant that you're going to give a gardener for the holidays, they're just going to love it. You know, have growing plants inside. That's something that we can do that keeps us busy until we can get to the garden season.
Yeah, and I like the idea of plants that are different than what everybody else is getting. I mean, granted, the poinsettias are beautiful and all, but everybody has those. I like plants that look as though there's something that most people don't have in their homes.
You know, there's even, I've seen where if you have a gardener or somebody who's not a great gardener, you can buy some type of house plant, like a jade plant, a beautiful variegated jade plant, and then it's decorated with like a red cardinal or something like that, you know, something that would be holiday-esque, and yet you wouldn't have to give it a lot of care. You know, anything that's marked as a house plant, that mm-hmm. just means that it can take abuse. And some gardeners, you know, they're not the greatest gardeners.
Yeah, well, some of us are abusers, and we have a really difficult time with just about anything. Some people struggle with plastic. What about microgreens?
What are those? That's another thing that is really becoming popular. I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and again, it would be another great gift. I have this little microgreen grower. It's just a little plastic thing that fits on the windowsill, but you could use anything that you could put a little bit of planting mix in, a little bit of soil in, would work, and all you're doing is getting a couple packets of seeds, putting those seeds in really close together. They'll sprout in a couple of days. We're using radishes and sunflowers and beans and peas, lettuce, other greens, cabbage, kale, stuff like that. They're only growing a couple inches tall, and you get a lot of them. You just snip them off. You put them in a recipe or a salad or on a sandwich, and they're highly nutritious, very sweet and tender, mm-hmm. but it also keeps our hands in the dirt for this extended cold season. It's really nice to be harvesting something on the windowsill when there's snow on the ground outside like today.
That is pretty cool. No denying that. When it comes to
that would be the perfect thing for you. You've got a good spot where you could just put that. You don't. All you need is a window. You don't need any special lights.
Okay.
Don't need anything else.
Nice.
The seeds just come up on their own. And as I said, you just snip them off, and they're really tasty.
Nice. Windowsill right there in the kitchen. Maybe you have the sliding glass doors in the living room, and you have mm-hmm. some space or whatever. Put it on a little table. You're good to go. I like that.
They come up. You snip them off, but then you plant them again when you've harvested everything.
All right.
Every couple weeks.
Doug Oster, Everybody Gardens. Doug, thank you very much. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, my man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.